A little taste of Rashi to take us until Shabbat. The Torah says in Aliyah Shishit, Vayita Esha Bever Sheva, Vayikra Sham B'Shem Hashem El Olam, that Avram planted an Esha in Be'er Sheva, and he called out in Hashem's name. Rashi comments, what does the word Esha mean? What does it mean over here? It's a machloket, Rav Ushmuel. Chad Amar Pardes, Lavi Mimenu Perot La'aruchim Ba'Seuda, V'chad Amar Pundak, La'achsanya Uvo Kol Minei Perot. One said, Esha is a pardes, it's an orchard filled with fruit. And one said that it was an inn, it was a cottage, a place for people to come and sleep and eat. It's a little strange to say Vayita Esha if it means a pundak, you don't plant a building. But he said, we find that in other places in Sefer Daniel, it says Vayita Ahale Apadno. There, over there, it's used for to plant a tent. And the Gur Aryeh, the Maharal, he asks the question, he says, what's this argument about? What are Rav and Shmuel arguing about? Whether or not it was an orchard, or whether it was an inn, a pundak, or a pardes, what's the difference? He gives a very, very long answer. It's just a slightly shorter answer. You could say that Avram did two things. Maybe Rav and Shmuel are not actually arguing, but there are two aspects to what Avram's life is about. One part of it was that it was a pardes. A pardes is planting an orchard you don't plant for now. You plant for a few years from now, even maybe decades or centuries. You plant an orchard now, and the fruits come later. Avram was preparing children, descendants, a legacy, the rest of the world, for ideas and things that would happen much, much later on. Maaseh Avot Siman Rabbanim, he was planting the seeds right now. On the other hand, that wasn't all that Avram's life is about. He was also about the here and now. He was building an inn. He was building a place where right now he could house people, teach them, feed them, take care of them. He wasn't only looking towards the future, about what was going to happen, but he was also about what's going on right now. And those are the two aspects of Avram's life that we need to emulate. Shabbat Shalom.